Good morning, it's time for the K-State Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Program Manager Joe Hetrick-Anstiet. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Now, this big citizen trip, I never got to go to D.C. myself, so I'm a little jealous of these kids, but you got some more stuff about it.
Yes, so June 2nd through the 6th, 17 Frontier Extension District youth and 4 adult chaperones will be traveling to Washington, D.C. as part of a teen leadership program, Citizenship Washington Focus, or as it's better known as, CWF. Frontier District takes the CWF trip every 2 years. Teens apply and interview for this opportunity. They then spend 2 years fundraising for this trip. This group has got to meet quarterly, and these meetings served as a way for teens to get to know each other and work on their citizenship and leadership skills. CWF is a nationwide 4-H program. In years past, groups from all over the country would spend a week during the summer in Washington, D.C. gaining citizenship and leadership skills while getting to network with other teens. We learned last summer that the CWF program would be moving its conference to the end of March. Knowing this would not work for most of our delegates, the Frontier District decided to make this trip our own and still go during the summer. We have brought in guest speakers to our quarterly meetings to give valuable insights to our delegates. Jared Hager from John Deere spoke to the kids about the importance of networking and how to network. Beth Henshaw, our state 4-H specialist, led youth in activities centered around advocacy. And Ryan Flickner, senior director of advocacy for Kansas Farm Bureau, gave a more in-depth look at how advocacy works at the national level and gave the youth insights on the ins and outs of Washington, D.C. Throughout our meetings, the youth have been giving short talks over different Washington, D.C. attractions. The youth voted on what they would like to do while we are there. Our schedule includes a picture scavenger hunt, visiting American Farm Bureau, a U.S. Capitol day tour with Senator Jerry Moran's office and meeting with him and his staff, Eisenhower Memorial, a night tour of the U.S. Capitol with Representative Mann, Mount Vernon, Arlington National Cemetery, a night tour of monuments, visiting Clover Capitol, which is the National 4-H Council building, Holocaust Museum, Smithsonian Museums, and the National Archives. It's an exciting time to be in Washington, D.C. as the country is getting ready to celebrate its 250th anniversary. We are hoping to get to experience some of those celebrations while we are there. This trip would not be possible without the support of family, friends, and the community who have all supported these teens throughout our many fundraisers these last 2 years. We really appreciate everyone's support. I was able to attend this conference in 1999 as a teen and have so many memories from it, and we are so excited to see the memories that our teens get to make while we're there.
Like I said, very jealous of these kids. I always wanted to get a chance to go out there. I guess I'll do it on my own dime. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Zine, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.